Just close your eyes. Let's begin to fix our thoughts on engaging God in the river. Just start thinking about who you might want to meet, whether you want to meet the Father or the Holy Spirit or Jesus in that river. Now, we're going to go on a journey today. I want to encourage you, if you want to stay in one place that you're experiencing something you do not want to leave, please feel free just to do that. Or you may want to follow along on this journey, or actually you may even want to race ahead because you've been to places before. You know, wherever that journey takes you, just engage and allow God to lead you and direct you. So activate your imagination. Just begin to think now of the door. It's a doorway to your encounter with God today. Jesus is knocking on that door, and he's just asking you to let him in. Just picture that door, hear him knocking within your mind, within your imagination, and just choose by faith to reach out and to open that door, to open the door of first love, to welcome his presence, to come around you, just feel it within your innermost being. Just allow his love and his joy and his peace to just surround you and fill you. River is just flowing now from that gateway. Just picture the fountain, the living water, just drink it. See it, maybe ankle deep. And just jump in, splash around. You can lie in that river as it gets deeper and deeper into you. And as you get in that river, as it encompasses you, as you're baptized into it, just be baptized into the river of life. Just feel the light and the energy and the frequency vibrating within that river, energizing you. Just feel the very cells of your whole body being restored, renewed, made whole. Just let that river just flow around you. Just let the life of God flow all around you. Just go deeper and deeper into that experience. I'm just going to invite that river, the very presence of God, to flow into the garden of our hearts. The quiet waters beside green pastures. Now, I just want to encourage you to allow whoever you're engaging with, whether it be the Holy Spirit or Jesus or the Father, just to take you by the hand and walk with you into the garden of your own heart. Not sure how well tended your garden is to what you'll experience, but just let him walk there and just lie down with him in that green pasture beside that quiet waters. Just relax. If the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. Just let the refreshing, the restoration of your soul take place. You may want to talk to him, share with him, just sense his presence there. As you're lying down in green pastures, beside quiet waters. This is the garden of your heart. You get to tend and cultivate it. Just feel free to explore that garden, to begin to creatively think how you would want your garden to look. What trees, what flowers, what plants, what bushes that you would plant in the garden of your heart. Just walk with him and explore. Just feel the joy of walking with him. Just let those creative thoughts dance in your mind. What are your favorite flowers? What are your favorite trees? How would your garden look? You have the creative ability to plant in your garden, to create that secret, special place, your intimacy with him. Just let your imagination free to create that place. It may remind you of a special place that you've been before. You may want to create a new place. Just release it. One thing you can do in your garden, you can plant seeds. Those seeds are testimonies of your experiences with God. And you can plant them. Just think about a hole and putting a seed in a hole and taking water from the river of life, and watering the seed, and then speaking life to it. And as you do that with maybe a special testimony you have, maybe it's your salvation experience or an encounter you've had with him. Just plant it and see it grow to produce a fruit-bearing tree or bush from which you can re-engage by taking that fruit and experience the testimony again and again. And you can give that fruit to others to help them experience the very life of God. So if you have something you want to plant, just plant it and just see it grow. Maybe a scripture that's meaningful to you, that you want to draw life from, or words that God has spoken to you, or a prophecy that's been given over your life. Just let it bring fruit to you. Just stay there doing that. If you want to continue with the journey, I want you to think of the river that's flowing in your garden. Just step into that river and just begin walking or swimming in that river. Till we get back to the gateway where that river will bring us up into the very realm of heaven, into the Garden of Eden. Just follow that flow. Just by faith, step through the dimension into the source of the river. Crystal clear. You can swim and breathe under that river. Just look on the bottom, look into the river, see what's there, see the life. You may find scrolls or gems. If you do, swim down, take one, place it within your heart, within your spirit. Feel the life and the energy and the purity of that river. Flowing from and down over the mountain of God are waterfalls, flowing down and down and down, bringing life. If you want to just look and see that waterfall, just picture that waterfall flowing down into Eden, where you can just picture standing under that waterfall, deep, calling out to deep, the sound of that waterfall, all the frequencies of the revelation of who God is, cascading down over you. Flowing out of his heart. Over your life. Calling you deeper and deeper into him. Deeper revelation of your identity as a son of God. Releasing revelation of your calling. The path that God has prepared for you. The destiny that's agreed with your spirit, your life. Deep, calling you deeper and deeper. Just sense which waterfall you would want to engage with. River of life, river of baptism, the river of the spirit, the river of fire, the river of glory. Just let the spirit draw from that the life of God. Just allow this to be your daily experience. You can allow the river to flow in your spirit, to flow in your heart. You can flow back into heaven. You can draw ever-deepening reality from those rivers. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, until it's so deep that you're totally suspended and flowing in. Just go deeper and deeper. Don't be satisfied with a trickle when you can have a flood. And as we engage God in worship today, just allow your spirit to lead you to engage with one of the angels or to engage with the Yod He Vav He of the very ark of his presence. Maybe you want to engage with a river of fire flowing from transforming, refining fire. Maybe you want to engage with a the river of baptism coming from transformation. Maybe the river of life that's coming from the winds of change. All of that which is flowing out of the sand of many waters, the river of the Spirit. Just open your hearts and open your spirit to engage today. As we just come out of this time of encounter, don't lose what you've experienced. Just bring it back as a testimony and then continue to pursue it as we go into that time of worship. Amen.